what's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio.
Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hope you're savvy. It's your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Chance Motherfucking Podcast. Make some noise! Something different for this episode. I have my friends in the building, so I wanted to make sure we celebrate them white. I got them Easter Magnum.
White, you
say? Yeah, you know, I'm dyslexic. Easter Magnum. Hey, that's how we want to start. That's how we want to start the show here. Pop that off. Y'all all pop it on. This is how you celebrate rappers.
I'll bring my shit home,
Lord. Nah, you can't do that.
Nah, for
real?
Nah,
come on, let's bring that. I was thinking, like, hey, Styles OG. He get the pass for that. Nah, but come on, we're going to celebrate y'all. I'm going to move over here just in case.
Yeah, it's about to be shot fired.
Just in case.
Y'all can get this. We celebrating the locks tonight, man. Y'all coming to hang out with us after that.
We got the sweet chick party.
They shoot.
Go ahead. Pop off. Let's make some noise for Sheik being the first one. Come on.
That shit
dumb
loud,
dog. It's loud.
Let's make some noise, Styles.
You can tell Styles not a real champagne drinker at all.
Make some noise, Styles.
Yeah, I know. Come on, kids. Come on. Stop. Get off your yonkers shit. Let's go.
Wise.
We got plenty of people to drink.
Listen, man. We celebrating the locks tonight. Tonight we celebrating the locks.
We got cups back there?
Come on. Oh, yeah, the whole crew can drink.
Everybody, you ready?
Yeah, let's go. Take some noise, right.
Oh, we got Tiger Bomb, too.
We ain't gonna set it off with Tiger Bomb. I'm drinking something from one of y'all niggas' bottles. Come on, I'm drinking with y'all. I'm celebrating the locks, too. Where they cups at, E? We look mad. I'm professional.
I need one in the cups. Look,
no. You got a cup?
I ain't got one.
Yeah, we need two more cups. We have a professional. First off, big up Best Buy Liquors for providing the liquors today.
Best Buy Liquors.
They got
spots in Kendall, Naranja, Florida City.
Yep.
Good looking out at Best Buy Liquors.
Yeah, man, they got the liquor. Some of y'all here, go get your liquor right at Best Buy.
Also, BestBuyLiquors.com, too.
Because all people at Monster.
Monster always hooking us up.
We got Tiger Bone on the table. We trying to make a deal.
Tiger Bone, Maka Bing Bong.
Trying to make a deal. You know what I'm saying?
We got to go to China for that deal.
What you smoke? Boris, you ain't got a blunt?
All right, cool.
Come on. You about to be fired. Yo, but before we get into this episode, on a very serious note, everybody, on a very serious note, you know, Drink Champs, we don't have serious moments.
Somber.
But on a serious moment, one of our homies got hit by accident, and course of that, he got into a car accident. Homie's in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? So on the count of three, I want everybody to say, pray for DC Twin. 1, 2, 3. Pray for DC Twin. We love you, Twin. Get better. I'm getting a little emotional. That's my little man.
Yeah, man.
I believe so.
Twin.
Word.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah, he was there at Revolt.
Yeah, he's in the hospital right now. And, you know.
Extra prayers.
So let's pray for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Man, he's always like the butt of the joke of the podcast. And we want people to know that, you know, it was always, you know, jokes. So when I said today on Twitter, I said pray for Twin, you know, a couple of people was hitting me like, because they didn't really know. So now this is the reason why we're saying pray for DC Twin. So hashtag it on your Twitters, hashtag it on your Instagram, your Snapchats, whatever, you know, pray for DC Twin. You know what I'm saying? We love you, Twin. All right, now getting into the motherfucking LOX. I usually give an intro. But you know what? I don't even want this to be like an interview. I want this to be like a conversation. You guys, I want this to be a celebration.
Yeah, that's right. Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying?
Guys.
It's very seldom that I meet brothers like you guys. One week we close the tunnel, the shit open up, y'all close the tunnel. It was like, you know what I mean? Like, we were like the same but different. We never caught beef, never even like heard nothing bad like coming from y'all side, our side. It's always been real. Like today, my wife said, "Oh, I spoke to Styles' wife," and it was just like, I'm in the kitchen, like, that shit made me feel good, because, like, we went through war, now our wives can hang out and talk about some fly shit. Let's make some noise for wives being talking about some fly shit. God damn it. So, nah, that was some fly shit to me, for real. So now, I read somewhere, they said this is your first album in 16 years? That don't feel like it's been 16.
We put so much work out, you know,
individually.
And we dropped first all of them, the Trinities. And all that. So it's like, you know, they've been hearing us forever.
Right. Yeah. But so now, 16
Yeah, that's
years.
Crazy.
Wow. Right. It don't feel like that at all.
Not even the mixtapes together?
Yeah, no, we did all the Trinities. The Trinity 1, 2, and 3s and all kinds.
And everybody else.
But it ain't even an album.
I feel like that because we don't do a solo album or a project without you hearing the other two on it.
Right, okay.
So, you know, but official Lox album has been
studio album, yeah.
Come on, Kiss, you gotta drink up, man. We know Duce cutting the check. We understand. We understand. Hov understand this move, too. Come on, you gotta drink. We celebrating a lot. Come on, man. We celebrating a lot. Tonight, we celebrate the lot. Make some noise! You going straight to the tiger? Straight to the tiger. All right, let's look.
Hey, give us the shit.
By the way. Y'all just opened up a Juices of Life in Brooklyn as well, right?
Juices of Life.
We need it in Miami, man.
Shout out to Envy. Shout out to Envy.
DJ Envy and Angela Yee. We have it.
Yeah, definitely. I got to like it.
Come on, we're going to drink. Come on, you want some rosé?
Yeah,
we're
doing effing tonight.
You want some rosé?
Right?
Go ahead.
You want some rosé?
He was going to do it anyways.
Yeah, I know it's EFN, but it's effing.
Anybody want some?
Effing, cut the check,
too. Yeah, man, come on. We celebrating the lot. Celebrate with us. Yo, my man, you the guy from Twitter?
Hey, you the guy from Twitter?
Yeah, I fuck with you. I just recognize my bad.
You the guy from Twitter?
Yeah, man, you always pick us up on Twitter.
Anybody want this?
New clothing? What's it?
That's the term.
New face? New face. He always pick up. Yeah, let everybody get drunk. Get drunk with the locks.
Pass it around.
Shout out to my homegirl from Diageo in the building. You know what I'm saying?
What's shout your out name Static Terminology, Mega, what up?
Say it. Atia from Diageo in the building. You know what I'm saying? We out here working,
doing
man.
Big things.
We out here working. So y'all got the Juice Bar reality show too?
We're working on things. We're working on a lot of things.
That's much needed, man.
We're working on a lot of things.
TV is that different brand.
Yeah.
TV is that
congrats for you.
Oh, yeah. Facts. Oh, yeah.
Evan.
Oh, yeah. Let's make some noise.
But that
was one deal. But I'm just saying, I was doing some other shit, shopping some other shit. When I look at TV numbers, like that's where niggas should retire. Like I said, like I didn't want to be, you know, I didn't want to rap no more when I was 40 years old. So I always wanted another hustle. I'm 39, so I'm probably a year ahead. You know what I'm saying? And
your money,
I like. Do y'all still love the game, or it's just a business to y'all?
I love the game. I love the game. I love the game. I love the response I get when we hit the stage and then these people go crazy. Mm-hmm. That kind of energy you can't pay for, man, with no other kind of business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers know your lyrics, not even the single, the other song. Mm-hmm. They know when they singing it word for word and telling you how you got them through jail and
right.
I love that
right.
shit. Yeah.
Right.
Man.
How about you, Kish?
It's a hustle.
It's just a hustle.
Man.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
I feel like rap saved my life.
Yeah.
I could have been dead or in jail.
And the homies.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, shit could have went a whole different way, but, you know, this was that niche, you know? I mean, you slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Mm. That was real when B.I. said that. Mm. So when brothers find another lane or another niche to, you know, create some revenue for their family and stay out of the big house. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
I use it as a business. I love it. I love it more when I hear some shit that make me want to go to the studio.
Right.
But other than that, I just use it to you know, make some money, stack some.
This shit got our boys off the block, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, our niggas, man, that would have fucking been sitting there locked up in situations if they wasn't on tour with us. Think about that shit, no? Yeah. Like, without coming with us for the months?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I like that. You hear the bottles popping? I like that.
They popping like the joint.
So how about you? You still love the game?
He hates.
Yeah, because you are independent in the heart. Like, you.
Yeah, I love the rhyming fact of it. Like, I love MCs. I love rhyming. I love to hear good rhymes. I love the hip-hop culture, far as the game-wise, like, and I'm not really for that one. Like, you know what I mean? Luckily, I got two good brothers, like, you know what I'm saying? We're a super dope group. It's good to say I got brothers that I know, you know, our bond is strong beyond music, way beyond music. Mm-hmm. But that shit sucks to see in the game, so I don't really fuck with it. But yeah. I love rhymers.
Nah, yeah.
You did?
But in heart, you're a writer, period. Like,
for sure.
You literally, like, I want to, I got this idea. I want you to write, like, a movie idea. Like, it's a different shit. I'm not going to say it on here because I'm getting serious.
I know what it is. I remember it.
Oh, yeah. That's one. I got a different one.
You got mad ideas.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I'm a creative nigga. Like, yeah. I told you, like, I walked in the room. My son is sitting there being mad loud with his toys. And I said to my son, what are you doing? You got to be quiet. He said, I'm just being creative. Yeah. I said, little nigga, you good. Like that. I said, your teacher told you to say that? He's like, no. I said, your mom told you to say that? He's like, no. I said, I walked in the room, he being mad loud. I said, I'm being creative. At that point, I didn't give a fuck what the nigga was doing. Right. I was like, go ahead, nigga. Like, that shit is real because you got to think about it. That our shit developed from when we used to play with toys and shit like that. Because we would be playing with our He-Mans, you know, He-Man, G.I. Joe type of guy. G.I. Joe type of guy. I would put my toys wherever that was. And that's where rhyming comes from. Because you could put your mind to wherever it is. We're truly our artists. We paint pictures. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
How do you think you developed that?
From being poor. I think for
great
being
fucking ass.
I think for being poor,
creating out of nothing.
You know what I mean? I think when you not even poor, just not very fortunate and well off. I think you just learn to use your imagination and have fun anyway. You know, I feel that's where it comes from. For what you got.
You happy with that.
And then seeing the neighborhood makes you want to kind of, you know, when you see other creative people, energy, make you feel creative. So I mean, that's what I feel like, me personally.
Right. Yo, man, let me just tell you, man, all day, this ain't no interview this time. This is a straight-up celebration.
Yes,
these guys been in the game. They kept it solid. You never heard nothing about Styles shitting on Kiss and Kiss shitting on Sheik. And if that situation ever happened, they kept it under wraps, like real family does. I seen Tax Stone say something. I can't quote it verbatim, but it was like Lox is like the only group that they seem sincere with each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Facts. Big up Tax Stone.
Yeah, we heard that earlier. Shout out to him, man.
Right.
And then the only ones, three-peat.
Three-peat
that you can know that you got. They've been on Drink Champs.
Is it? Oh no.
As a team. I mean, I'm saying team. Somehow, some way.
Third time on Drink Champs. Yeah. They're the first artist. Third time on Drink Champs. How you know they're my niggas though? You know why? Because we are cheating. You know what I mean by cheating? Yeah, we pro artists over here. Which means when you do our interview and you leave, and TMZ want to report or these other guys want to report on you because you did you ran a red light and got arrested for it. We don't do that at Drink Champs.
Turn on day.
We don't do that. We ain't gossip. Wow. We don't have to cover the foul stories.
Sometimes you do.
We celebrate our artists. We big them up. We get them magnums. This is what we do.
Yeah.
Tiger, if you would like that. We got Ciroc, Peach, Mango, and all that.
Man.
We got all that.
Tiger.
See, a lot of people, they don't know how to treat ours. You understand what I'm saying? Don't we got gift bags? Yeah, come on. Elliot, niggas get y'all gift bag?
Don't do that.
We gifted them, and they gifted us back. God damn it. Because y'all got a relationship with 8 and 9 too.
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Big up the Ray, the whole staff.
Naps, what up?
We love y'all. We'll log on, look at the sound with Hage from before. Pray to God and come back out again.
Word.
Shout out to Ray. That's our family. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Big shout out to 8 and 9. Big Ray, 8 and 9. That's where we at for the people that know. This is where we record our show. This is actually like our home. Like, we know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, this is where
we interviewed y'all before. Even you. We interviewed you in New York, and then we interviewed you in Miami, but this wasn't like the home. This is the home.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we like made base camp at.
It's big our up home
to
too.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So big up to Ray.
We all
also,
family.
I see Cormega running around here, man. Big up Cormega. Terminology. We're going to put terminology on
shout
a little while. Terminology. Static Selector.
Static,
original man. Drink champ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Static's is one of the original drink champs because
he can drink anything.
I love all three of those gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, man.
I love all three of those gentlemen.
And we keep it hip hop alive.
That's genuine hip hop right
it's
there.
We keep it hip hop alive, man.
Those names you called out is genuine hip hop.
Genuine dude, man.
Term Static and Mega, that's real.
Real hip hop. So, Rock Nation, Hov cut the check.
Wow. Hov cut the
partnership.
Check.
Hov cut the check.
It's a partnership.
We did a partnership.
No upfront.
It was partnership with a check.
You know, it's about taking life and making big on the back.
Yeah. No,
it's definitely some upfront.
So, it was a partnership with a check.
It's definitely always some upfront.
Yeah.
You know where we from. But,
all right,
it's always some upfront.
Partnership with a check. But it's
always going up front. That style that don't want it. I want, give me everything.
Yeah,
I don't want it up front.
Give me mine on the back end.
On the back end.
Give me mine.
Especially if you're dealing with some honest people.
What is a back end?
The back end is dang, it's difficult these days.
This shit I gotta deal with.
I literally see that shit. What is a back end?
Yeah, like,
fuck the back. Give me everything. I guarantee to be alive.
He's a back end nigga too, kid.
I'm a back end.
I don't get back end.
I heard
this. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I won't lie to y'all. If I had a chance to go back to a major, I would do it like this. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Make some noise.
Make some noise.
Noise.
But, I can tell you why.
But this is what it's about, though.
Right.
At a point in your career, you gotta say, yo, I want partnership.
How long
do you say, yo, I want to work for somebody before you say, I want to work with somebody?
Nah, I've been independent 10 years. It's tough out there.
In this equation, because listen to me. He's absolutely wrong when we're dealing with the music business, because the music business is the only place that a small white guy from Paris somewhere is going to cut you $700,000. And if you don't pay him back, he ain't coming to your block or none of that.
I'm going with you.
He got a free $700.
How many of those guys are out there? How many of those guys are out there?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. How could you turn that down?
I ain't gonna turn
it's a loan shark with
so
no
right
shock.
Now, I'm just working out to make it work for both of us. Where I don't gotta feel like
right now, Universal come to you and say, Stabs, we got
four up front.
Yeah.
Three on the back end.
Four one that. Off.
You ain't gonna take it.
Oh, okay.
Oscar the Grouch is gonna say no.
Oscar the Grouch. Let's make some noise for Styles' new nickname, Oscar the Grouch. We rolling with it.
He ain't gonna take it.
I'ma take it.
Uh-huh.
You know, argue with you first though.
Nah, I'ma sit down, I'ma talk to them, I'ma take it, but I need some back end off of that. I need
ain't
some
no
ownership.
Back end, man. God,
what is your back end?
No back end.
I'ma go speak to somebody in the back where they getting the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the part of the back end too.
Don't gotta
be
get
me
the back.
Give me the part of the back end. It's a back end.
Right.
It's always a back end.
All right.
It's always up front.
You coming up the
cotton. Think about it. Like, you gotta say it like this.
If somebody coming up the cotton, he wasn't ready to clap something. Somebody, where my back in there? Ain't no fucking back.
I just look at it like this.
Boy, cotton was never
a back
in.
If I come to y'all right now and say, yo, boom, Nori, EFN, F in my terms. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got, you know. I got 10 mil for y'all off rip, so I'm. If I got 10 mil for y'all off rip,
I'm
hit this because it's you.
Yeah, I'm
hit this because it's you.
I'm going to finish your sentence. I'm taking 10, that 10 mil.
If I got 10 mil off rip,
just take it. Go ahead.
I'm going to take it, but I'm going to think if you're willing to give me 10 mil off rip, what could you make off of me? There's a reason you're willing to give me that 10 M's.
But
now give me the 10 M's and give me a light couple points.
But hold on.
So I can eat later.
I got the hood mentality.
Okay.
I got both.
If somebody I don't know from France give me
what's up with France?
The Vindian
that's
all
where
the Vindian all
the real niggas that the run in major levels ain't on Madison and all that. They
own water in France.
They consistently in France and
okay.
all that.
Word up.
So if they cut me them checks, I don't want to do an album.
It tastes good in the head.
Oh, yeah, because that's the fake natural shit. I'm sorry. I'm having a sour conversation.
Vivendi. Whoever they are.
They own all the water.
They cut you a check, right? Yeah. They cut me a check. Uh-huh. And just in case you don't turn in the album, they ain't coming to your block.
They ain't coming to your block.
No IRS, none of that.
They ain't emailing you. Nothing. None of that.
And if you don't make your money back.
They're talking that up. They'll still make another deal with you.
They'll still make another. I'm not denying that.
Make some noise for Major Labels.
Yeah, listen.
Make some noise for the people in France.
Let me tell you why. As an artist, when I make a hit record, if I make a joint with Pharrell, right, and Pharrell's going to not hit my pockets, meaning he ain't going to charge me $300 million 14%.
That number's retarded right there by itself.
You know what I'm saying? And he ain't charging me that. Now I do it independent, and now the independent people feel like, oh, okay, you might have got the record for free, so they don't feel like they're going to spend that money on radio and all that. And now this record is not a hit. Now I look crazy to Pharrell. You know what I'm saying? Because, and it's not that a record can always be a hit if you spend the proper money to it. A record could be trash. And if a record label put that proper money to it, you will love it. Yeah, so being independent, being independent making underground music works. But if you be independent making big boy music and you ain't got something, you ain't got Apple behind you, you ain't got something, that shit is going to run out in a second. Because, but now you can survive through streaming.
Yes, you can.
Made the playing field even to me.
Thank you. Yes, you can.
You agree with me?
But they still found a way to finger fuck the stream.
Now when you say
we ain't getting the right money off the streams anyway.
Yo, Ali, what was the stream numbers? Where Ali at? If we got the stream numbers, they horrible. Like for every 15,
they found a way.
It's one sale.
One sale.
How garbage is that?
Tell you this:
1,500 streams, ladies and gentlemen. It's one record sale.
Okay,
one sale.
Now, 1,500.
God damn, 1,500.
Now I ask you this:
that's horrible.
Now I ask you this:
you need a whole fucking nation to make $100. Right.
Now we on Rock Nation entitled, which pay attention to your streams.
And they pay a higher percentage on streams.
Attention to your streams. Where's your stream money? Where's your stream money at the majors? Talk to me, my brother. When the fuck have you went to a majors and they said to anybody, yeah, let's talk about the stream money. They don't even tell you about the stream money.
Yo, I mean, I'll give you a foul. We ain't have digital
record deals. It was no streaming.
It was no digital.
It was no Facebook. It was no none of that. So that ain't in our contracts. It was none of that. It ain't in
It ain't in nobody's contract.
Yeah, anybody who signed a deal in
the 90s, it ain't in your contract.
No, our shit ain't in our
Chuck D had a whole case against Universal, sued him, and he won.
Yeah.
He only collected.
When he signed his contract, it was no flat screen.
Look what he did. He sued Universal on behalf of hip hop, I believe. Like that was his shit. And he sued and won, took his portion. So it's a whole bunch of people. Like, right, I'm going to give you a perfect example.
Did Flav get some of that?
My Spanish record, Oye Mi Canto. That shit, it was no digital.
Me hit that.
It was, oh, my bad. There was no digital at the time, right?
What do you mean there's
no digital? They got all that digital money and trying to not break that.
So what happened was,
you had no digital rights to it?
No. My contract, there was nothing digital. There was nothing on my contract.
Right, your contract.
So that shit sold so many ringtones. It broke through the roof. Them niggas
tried to keep that.
Yeah.
Where that check was at?
Oh, I don't know. I figured it out later.
What they say?
I ain't figured it out then. Word, I was stuck.
How you worked that out? What you wanted to end up doing?
I mean, you know.
That's why I'm fucked with the majors. They don't mind sliding you here. Take this. You know what the is that they can. It's way bigger than y'all.
Hopefully.
That shit is like,
it's like,
that shit is
like,
what if they don't get it?
You gotta know.
What if they don't get it? What if it don't happen like that? You ain't do as good.
Aspiring artists, learn about the game as much as you can.
It's both. I say you can go like this. Like, let's say, like, the average dude, like, let's take,
yeah, right, somebody, if you don't do as good and they don't
like
get that money
let's
back.
Say, like, right. Let's say you're on the majors, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say if I'm on today.
So, before you finish, so let's be clear. Y'all both are for the majors?
Hell yeah.
And it's just Styles? It's just
Styles? Yeah, nah, I mean, oh, okay. We against
they kind of with me.
Okay.
Hey, I'm like, straight major.
I want the money, right, though.
Me, right, straight major.
I could have sworn that Sheik said he was independent last time we spoke to him.
Hell no.
I think Sheik is like me.
You heard me say it?
I think Sheik is like me. You were both.
He like
you were both. I'm with both.
I'm with the majors with partnership. Don't sign me.
Right.
I don't want to work for you and be a nigga on the fucking on your staff sheet. And I'm right. Styles P. Today I might make a Get High record.
Right.
Tomorrow I might make a Black People record.
Right.
The day after that I might make a Shoot Up Everybody record. Mm-hmm. The day after that I might make a Peaceful record.
Right.
Now the staff in the building who got 30 other niggas on their roster, mm-hmm. 10 of them's coming out, 10 of them's coming out the next quarter, 5 of them's, they don't know what the fuck to do with, the other 5 they got a semi-plan, and you in there in the mix. Mm. Now what if you ain't handling your business and speaking to nobody? You don't know the staff, don't know the A&Rs, don't know the music director, don't know nobody in the company, you got a 720, you fucked.
What if you all handling your business, yeah, and you don't give them, you don't deliver?
I love this debate. Keep
what if you don't deliver?
I feel like we on first take right now.
I'm on style. You know what this goes?
That's on you.
It goes off the artist.
That's on you personally.
Somebody like you don't got to worry about all that.
Because I'm going to spray that shit if you fuck with me.
I'm going to see what's in your way.
I'm going to spray that shit.
The American way, for any businesses, any buildings, anything, they get loans from other people. They don't use their own. Absolutely. Why the fuck are you using yours?
Diddy, right. Hove, all of them niggas haven't spent their own money.
You
niggas
gonna bankrupt? It ain't them going bankrupt.
Them niggas got the French niggas that we don't fucking know.
Right. I thought you know all of them.
That's a big difference.
So y'all shit is coming out exclusively on Tidal?
I don't know.
I have no idea. It's gonna be on Tidal first because
yeah, we got to deal with Tidal as well.
Partnership.
With Tidal as well.
It's going to be
let's be clear, it's a partnership with Upfront.
You know, he's the first one. You know what the crazy shit is? You know, I don't drink or nothing until I do the podcast. I take this shit serious. But y'all guys was here already. So usually we sitting around waiting, and y'all guys was here already. And that's the only time when I do drink is like I'm sitting and waiting for the artist. So y'all was not they're super on time. Yeah.
We punctual as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Time is money.
So what's the plan? You're gonna tour? Cause I seen y'all did the Rap Radar Live, you know. I seen that.
I knew that.
No. Y'all made the announcement there. I felt that. It was dope.
Awkward. Let it out, Nori.
You know, rappers is running media now. Just in case y'all ain't know. You know what I'm saying? Look, between me and Tax Stone. Big up my nigga Tax Stone. Between me and Tax Stone. Like, honestly. And, you know, listen. Those guys, they know I'm joking. They know I'm joking. But I'm serious. But joking.
But he's serious.
But a little serious. There's no beef. There ain't nobody gonna get run down on or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is, right now, hip hop is in a great position. If you're like the Tribe Called Quest's and the De La Soul's and all that, and you know that real era of hip hop where you don't have to aim for radio, you can actually come throw your shit out, stream it. That era is coming. Like with De La Soul hitting number one, with Tribe hitting number one, this era is going to continue to grow and continue to do shit. So, but what I'm trying to say is, this is the first time. A person is running media from inside the game. Like, niggas, we Charles Barkley and Shaq and them niggas out here. We the real talk. We the real deal. And y'all, this platform is always open to y'all.
Thank you, brother.
You need to know that.
Word.
And we gonna celebrate. What's the name? Filthy America.
It's beautiful.
What the
America.
Fuck?
That kind of fits. That kind of fits.
You know what
next to the war report?
That reminds me.
It goes in there.
Snapchat me that pussy. If it's cool. Nigga said Snapchat me the Def Jam comedy chick. I forgot her name. Sadaya or something like that. No. But she's from New York.
Zanab.
She said. Young Gotti said, "Will you Snapchat me that pussy? If it's cool."
It made it less rapey.
I thought that was hard. But Filthy America is that's what that remind me of.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Break that down for the viewers.
Go ahead, Luch.
Just what it is. Yeah, yeah. America's a beautiful. America's a filthy fucking place to live at and be from, and but at the same time, it's beautiful. Everybody want to come here. We always dying to get back here when we abroad.
Right.
You turn on the news, is a bunch of shit. That's horrible.
Make you appreciate
you can't
everything.
Wait to go out that night.
School system
up.
Fucked up.
I don't even watch
yeah,
it.
So
school system's fucked yeah. up. Justice system's fucked up.
Right.
Food system's fucked
water.
Up.
Water.
Water's fucked up.
Politics
racism
is fucked up.
Racism is at an all-time high.
Yeah, killing niggas left and
you
right.
You might be a reality TV star when the presidency.
You gotta love it.
But you gotta love it.
Right.
But you gotta love it. It's a great place. It's a beautiful right. place.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful, but it's filthy at the same time.
But it's filthy.
Right. So we acknowledge that.
Beautiful. That's hard. Let's make some noise for Filthy America.
Right, right, right.
December 16th?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at Styles. Look like a hippie.
Right now.
Yo, yo, yo. Let me. You know what I've got to big up to? Because I said on the last podcast, I said, you know, I felt like Fruits and Veggies, like save Styles, like it saved your life, getting on to that. But also, your wife is so cool, man. Let's big her up. Let's pick her up, man.
What up, wife?
I could tell. I could tell. Because you look smoother and calmer when you're around her. For real. I know I look like that, too, around my wife. Let's pick up my wife, too, goddamn it. Goddamn it. We want some wife shit. Kids ain't never getting married. He a foul, man.
Yeah, I'm getting married in a few years. Maybe
you said that last time on the podcast. You know nobody believes you.
I'm supposed to get married.
Yeah.
I just bought a house.
What's up, shit?
Hell yeah, I'm getting married.
You getting married?
Immediately. I got the kids, the dogs, a bunch of houses, the whole shit.
Yo, invite me to the wedding.
Luch is
a homebody.
Yeah, all day.
Don't
he's like a homebody
at the wedding. Don't flip on Steve Stout. No Steve Stout flipping at the wedding.
Who told you about that? Damn, we got to keep kids under the lock. How you going to... You know, remember last time he blew me up on the end of the podcast. But you know what was good? The video was there. So all people get to see is the audio.
Audio, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So look, Filthy America.
Beautiful.
How did that meeting? It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
How did that meeting initially start? Like Hov reached out or y'all? Because I believe Tidal allows you to be an artist owner, correct?
Yes,
yes sir.
So you
got to own your masters, man. You got to own your masters.
And good luck. You know what I mean? You don't.
What you looking for?
Definitely they doing.
What's the mother deals they got?
I got a different.
When they take your show money, kiss.
Got all
this
kind of smelly proof bag.
And we're going to get make sure we get right back to the Jay-Z question on how they did it. But, yeah, you remember when Styles used to smoke to the head?
Yeah, he gets
yo,
on that.
Oh,
gets,
yo.
I still
I ain't
do
gonna
that.
Front.
I pick my time periods.
Yo, you remember Bad from TV? Like, Bad from TV. I'm sitting there smoking. I think I gave him a bud. And he just rolled it and smoked it in my face. I said, this nigga's crazy. This nigga took my bud. Smoked it in my face. I said, this is the different one. He's the different one right here. And then, me and I speak to Styles all the time. But, he was so rough. You was real rough back then, my nigga. Like crazy.
Cool, man.
No.
I'm cool.
And you're a hippie.
I'm from, yeah.
You're a hippie.
I'm always, know that. I'm a hippie at first. I'm hippie, yeah. I'm a hippie first. I'm conscious.
Duce,
but the case is
check
going
too?
Down. The case
is
going down.
Was it multiple checks? Because Duce, I see y'all sticking
check
with the Duce.
Is in the air.
Or was it a partnership?
It's like my Ciroc shit.
Yeah, it's in the air.
My effing shit is in the
all
air.
All of ours are in the air.
Hey, Luke, I'm sorry, man.
Right.
Good morning, man.
You ain't no big smoker. You smoked last time.
I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all good watch gang like a motherfucker too. I'm watching them. Good watch gang. Look at that.
That's a good watch gang.
Look. You see this one right there? When it's no one on the bezel. What's that? That's not the yacht master.
Sky dweller.
My man got one. He hit 40,000. No ice. Respect, they grind. Let's make some noise for that. Sorry, I'm a Rolex nigga. I get to. Oh, come on. Look at Styles. That's why.
Make it.
That's how you know. That's how you know you made a million on vegetables. You made a million on vegetables. That's how you know right there.
He left his watch.
He just whipped out a tattoo like this, nigga. But he's rich.
Goddamn, let's make
hood niggas. We getting up again.
That's right, bro.
It's like our time again.
Yeah.
Damn. Our smiles is looking good again. Nigga looking young.
He's in that gym that helps like shit.
Yeah, I've been fucking up. I'm going back to the gym though. This drink champs. This EFM for
fucking nuts.
But he go to CrossFit every day.
It's still fucking
this
up.
Yo.
get a piece of that.
What the fuck? That look like a dead
that's
rat.
That's terrible. Toronto. What the fuck
is that?
Toronto, baby. That's dead rat.
This your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's EFN.
Uh-huh.
And if you like good wine, but you can't spell sommelier...
I like it.
Sommelier.
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 We can't spell it or say it,
but we know what it is.
It's time to take the stress out of wine shopping and try Wink.
Mm.
The new way to get all the best wines perfectly matched to your palate.
Oh, I thought that said Pilates.
Or Pilates. But I think you don't want to pour wine while you on yourself while you're doing Pilates, so it should be
you, listen.
Drink it.
I suggest you everything you do in life, you do it with a glass of wine next to you. Hang.
Listen, it's Wink. W-I-N-C. Works directly with winemakers and growers from all over the world to create delicious wine and deliver it right to your door.
Wink.
Let's like get that. It. Wink, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Means if you don't like a bottle they send to you, they'll replace it with a bottle you'll love. No questions asked.
Wow.
I don't just get sent random bottles. Wink is personalized wine membership that recommends wine specifically for me based on the results of my, not Pilates, but my palate profile quiz.
Wow, that's ill.
That sounds serious, man.
Yeah.
I also rate all the wine I receive from Wink, so they learn about me with every order and constantly personalize the wine they send.
They're going to personalize their bottles.
So sign up for Wink right now and gain immediate insider access to the best fine wine from all over the world.
This ain't that hood wine. This is that good wine.
Find out for yourself why yours truly, Drink Champs, and thousands of other satisfied wine lovers are raving about Wink. And the best part, Wink is offering Drink Champ listeners $20 off right now when you go to trywink.com/champs. That's trywink.com/champs. They'll even cover the shipping.
You need to drink wine and get drunk when you listen to the Drink Champs. They're giving you a discount.
Think about that. You'll get fine wine personalized to your palate or while you're doing Pilates, delivered right to your door. Try Wink and get $20 off plus complimentary shipping right now when you go to trywink.com/champs. That's trywink.com/champs.
Get that wine on, slime on.
Let's go.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N-O-R-E and DJ EFN.
Call Mega in the motherfucking building.
Yes, he is.
God damn it.
Yeah,
it's real hip hop. This is what we do over here. Y'all understand that? Cormega told me the best advice ever. Because when I first started this, we just started it. In my mind, you know how niggas be like, yo, we started in the basement. We know we didn't start in the basement, but let's just say, like, we started in the basement. It's a good behind the scenes.
It looked like a basement.
And Mega said, you learning on the job, but you winning doing it. Let's make some noise for Cormega. Give him the best. I used to cut niggas off. But now I'm good. But y'all went to Rap Radar. We're gonna stop this at some point.
Stop it.
Damn,
at
some point. You gotta stop that.
We're gonna stop this. Nah, I'm just playing around.
No, he's not playing.
It's a great joke though.
But
think about it. Let me just tell you how I broke this down. In the 48 Laws of Power, they said if you don't have an enemy, create
worst
one.
Book in the world.
Right?
I hate that book.
Create one.
I'm 50-50 with that book.
That rule,
everybody gotta stop living by that book.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
No, I don't live by the book, but I take certain things.
You got some good shit out
but that bro, I never understood
because in that hood, shit in the
you're going to die.
You got to know for the spirit.
But so I never knew that. But so what happened was, homie kept antagonizing us. Like, yo, these guys are competition. And then we interviewed Charlamagne.
And Tax.
And we in there with the Duce. We didn't smoke bud in the CBS studio, but we did roll up. He snitched.
He's saying he didn't, though. That's what he's saying.
Nah, he snitched, son.
So who did he tell? Brian? Brian was there.
Son. I know.
You got the inside?
I know. I got the paperwork.
Oh, shit.
Got the paperwork. I see the paperwork. I was like, oh, this nigga done told on us. Not only you hate on the side because you never said me, but you told on us. Boom. Then I still ain't saying nothing. And then this is a very, very good part of it. He did an interview with Leo. Leo, my nigga, gave me $1 million before. Yo, listen, yo, give me Leo's email. I ain't asked for
the phone number, because phone number's personal.
I heard the bars, me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, Mongo. I said, and he know what he said to me? Why? Like, hold on, homeboy. I've been out here 19 years. And a nigga, I ain't never asked a nigga for nothing. The nigga said, why? That's all I wanted was the nigga email. Mm. I was throwing him shit. I was bigging him up. So when he did that, I said, oh, he clearly looks at me like competition. Mm. I clearly have to do the same to sustain it. Nobody he gonna get hurt. I ain't, come on, I love them guys. I think they dope journalists. But when they put me in direct competition with you, I thought about that rule and said, this is the first time I'm gonna use it. Mm. I don't got no hate for them niggas. I love them niggas, and they ain't winning anyway. But, by the way.
What was the exact rule again in the book?
It was, if you don't have an enemy, create one.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, cool. In my mind, because sometimes when I speak about them, I'm not actually speaking about them. I'm speaking about anybody
like
who's
could be
this old school style of media. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just think about it. Our numbers are real. People are listening to us, millions of people.
Smoke.
And they're fine. And so it can't be us. It's the people. The people are saying
we want
a DJ and an artist to control media. Mm. Just think about it. And just think about it. Next time you guys come up with a real announcement, you don't have to go and not burn it down. You could go burn it down. I'm gonna have a magnum for you too. Don't worry about it. Big up the Moet. Alina.
Hey, Nori, we know you for life. And we burned it down.
You burned it down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why?
No, we
love
burned
everybody.
It down. He made that.
Oh, SOBs. Yeah, yeah. Not at CBS. No. Y'all, I've seen that.
Burned it down here.
There's no burning it down. Yeah, that's a live podcast. Yeah. You get away with that. Yeah. It's good. Yo, by crazy, the way. Man. Big up to B. Dot and Elliot, because I really do like them.
Yeah, we like them. Snuffing them, picking them up, snuffing them.
Yeah. But this it's what it
love,
is.
Nori.
No, I always
show
love. You ain't see, I said they're great journalists.
You the gate, you the listen.
Uh-huh.
On rap, you could burn niggas down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for the juggler.
Yeah, we creating this in podcast, baby. The people love competition. And you know what it is? This is where he fucked up. I'm gonna tell y'all.
Drop knowledge.
He tried to out entertain me. You could out journalist me all day, bozo. Stick with that. Stick with that. Don't entertain you. Come to entertainment? What are you doing? You're retardito. Your retardment didn't even work. You relax. Tell them relax. We got a new word around here. We say relax. And then if it keep escalating, you say calmate.
Come
even if they're not Spanish, they'll get it. Calm the fuck down. Relax. But nah, it makes a great joke for us. It works for the show. But is it beef and drama? No,
you didn't feel that way with Rory and Button when they didn't believe the numbers?
Oh, yeah, Rory, we had Joe Buttons and Rory. They was here steaming. Shit was coming out their head because they said, your numbers got to be.
We said that we was making them up. Said, or CBS was making them up.
We said, damn, that's that light-skinned shit right there. you got the white guy and you got Joe Buttons. He's my nigga. But he's Yo Buttons, because you know Spanish, we next J's with the Y's.
Yeah.
Yo Buttons.
So Yo Buttons, he's my nigga. We had a good time. It got weird for y'all. It got weird. We went to a Spanish nigga. Was like, damn, this nigga. Yeah, you know it's y'all four. You was like our second interview. You was like our second interview. And then Kiss was the second interview we actually put out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's y'all four. Y'all gave me the power. You, Fat Joe, DMX.
DMX.
From DMX. Yeah. Y'all gave me the power. How do y'all feel about that?
I always want you to have the power.
That's right.
When you got the power, we got the power.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly. So you come here next time that announcement happens, alright?
He made his way back to it right here.
I'm fucking with y'all, man. Big up everybody, all these other guys. Terminology, come over here and say what's up to the people, man. Come on, you don't
dream
smoke,
big.
Right? Hey, take a shot of that Tiger Bone.
Term smoke.
Take a shot of that Tiger Bone.
Bean Town.
Smoke. Who told you that?
I don't know. In his mind, you smoke. Yeah, take it.
In his mind.
Yeah.
This nigga's Nori is nuts.
Come on.
Hey, yo, I'm original drink champ too.
Tell him I gave you your own set.
Let me make you a drink. Let me make your mystery.
Let me make your mystery.
Let me make your everything.
No. Oh.
Hold on. Real drink champ. Right, let me make it. I'll take as many shots as y'all.
No, give him a shot of time. Give him a shot of time.
I never had
let
time.
Let me make him a shot of time.
You're going to start tonight.
This is initiation.
You're going to start tonight.
Let me make him a everything.
Give him a shot.
Give him time. Give him time.
Static.
A whole nice
static.
Shot of
you had Tiger before, though, right?
Matter of fact, yeah. Let me make a static nice of everything.
All right, cool. Gas.
No.
Hold on. Chug.
Sir, we trying to kill you.
Nah, that ain't a lot. Chug. No, that's not a lot.
It's a lot for me.
It's not a lot, man.
Is there a doctor in the house?
You can do it.
If you drink that whole sheet, turn.
Let's go,
Let me make.
You gotta take another shot of Tiger.
One more Tiger.
Yeah.
Turn.
You got a new album out. You gotta do for your album.
What's the name of the album? Turn.
More politics.
More politics. Out right now on everybody.
Styles P on it.
Yeah.
Jada's in the video. Dream Big. You know, new video.
P-Rock Productions.
I got Static on
good
there.
Good Dad Gang.
Yup, Good Dad Gang, you know. Oh, I got Joey Badass on it. I got
spent the budget, huh?
I got Q-Tip.
Hold on, let me be clear.
Come on, let's
go.
No, come on, Gil. You sound
like Nori just said you spent the budget. Fam, this is like Term's an artist, and you know, a lot of people do favors for me, I do it for them right in return. But Term's one of the artists where, like, he don't need the budget, they just take, like, out of respect, MC's respect.
You get love all
over. Make some noise for
Term.
Yeah.
He don't spend a dime on it.
You good? You good? Come make a chiller.
Come on, bro. Yo, Mega is the guy that watches the drunks.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Mega, Tiger Bomb right there.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I love
Mega, yo.
Mega's a real nigga.
Hey, come on. Just say what's up to the people, Mega. Come on.
Come on, Styles, man.
This is hip-hop. Filthy America. We celebrate.
Best polo sweater ever, yo.
Yeah, yo.
No lie.
Nah, Mega polo game.
He gave me that.
Mega
gave me the greatest polo sweater ever, dog. Brand new, crispy tag on it. Love my brother right here.
Yo, I'm popping out here. Can I get a Juices for Life chain?
You know, sure.
Taking a chain from everybody?
Yeah, that's my chain.
I ain't gonna lie. My nigga doing some Willie shit and taking my shit off my neck.
Nah, I
ain't doing that.
I can wait.
I ain't doing that anywhere.
Mega, say what's up to the people. What you got going on? Here, use the mic.
I was about to take it. I thought about it, kiss.
I just
came here to support the locks today.
That's what's up. Big old Core Mega in the motherfucking building.
Core Mega the legend, you already know what it is, man.
Core Mega the legend.
Real hip hop, love.
So humble, man.
Nah, he's a beautiful person, man.
Yes, he gave
me the best jewel ever.
And make sure you check out the episode we have with Mega.
That's
a classic episode.
That's right, and Corey Guns. Pick up everybody who's participated with our fuckery, because we retarded.
Mega got a dope 89 piece, too.
You know, I was a special ad.
Thanks, Mega. Thanks, Ray.
Wait, what happened? Say that.
He got the hat?
Yeah, I missed it.
I missed the bucket.
I missed the bucket. I missed the Core Mega 89 bucket.
I didn't get the bucket either.
I missed that.
I got to write the complaint.
Thanks, Core Mega.
This is my first time I got to write the complaint.
Thank you. I appreciate missing that bucket.
I know.
I need that shit.
Nah, but Mega gave me the best polo sweater, so I'm super appreciative. I was with Mega in Haiti before.
Y'all was in Haiti together?
Yeah. Yeah, after
Big up Sonny DBT, Mr. Super Slime.
Sonny!
What happened? What happened? What did y'all eat out there, dog?
Yo. I'm bringing
Come on, man.
Sonny DBT. Why are you talking
about you like that, dog?
That's love.
He don't even eat steak with a fork and knife.
Haiti.
Pick it up.
Hades when I realized that was a real one. Like
there's a lot of rappers.
The mic. Let me tell you something.
We was in Haiti. We went to Haiti when the cameras wasn't on. Because a lot of people do shit for publicity and shit, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. We went when the cameras wasn't on. And there's a lot of rappers that talk that black shit in politics or social conscious or whatever. Mm. But they just doing it because it's a sales pitch. Mm. Styles came my brother on that trip. He always was my man. He came my brother on that trip. I seen Styles do something that you can't fake. Mm. Like, we was in Haiti, and then imagine seeing a White House crumpled. They have a White House that looks similar to ours. So Styles was in the car, and then Styles seen the people, and he seen the pain he was going through, and a tear came in his eye. And right then and there, I was like, this nigga's real. Like, I was like, this is my brother. Like,
that shit hurt.
Yo, nobody
in here. I ain't want to think about that no more.
I never seen. That's when I was like, Styles is real. And and as men from the street, we all got pride. For him to do that in front of me, and that's the most sincere shit. And that's the day that he became my brother.
Let's make you know some what I'm
saying? You're my brother, man.
Let's make some noise for our first. The two emotional moments on Drink Champs. When I talked about Twin earlier, like, I swear to God, I felt mad emotional.
Our prayers with Twin.
Yeah, Twin, he got such a pure heart. He's just such a great guy and mega story right now. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn it, people. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm with the Locks of Shine.
Ah, no problem. Where my wife at?
Peace, God.
Love, Mega.
Yes, love you, Mega.
So, sure. So I believe where we left off was how y'all met with Jay.
We felt that we needed some beefing up with some things and
like, in other words, you wanted to stay independent but not through Koch.
Nah.
Not no.
I don't want to do it.
Koch doesn't even exist anymore, does it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I don't fuck independent.
Did you just see Kim's face just now? He looked at me like,
don't get that.
Let's be clear. I thought we had that established earlier, Lord.
Let's get that established. But nah, we needed just some branding shit, merch. We just needed to go to another level instead of just putting out an album. Mm. So we, you know.
Is there joint, like, solo deals in that deal? Or
anything you want over there.
I mean, yeah.
Anything.
But right now, it's just live.
Yeah. Because, like you said, I'm kind of like you. I do the indie and I do both.
All right.
I run around, like, whatever, so it's like that.
You got so much money, you know.
Nah, knock it off.
I think I spent a dime, Luke.
Nah, I don't.
Yo, do you realize?
Yeah, baby. Hold on, they live in that one part, though.
Hmm? Thank you.
It was white mad people calling us.
Nice.
It wasn't just Rock Nation and Tidal. We met with them.
Yeah.
We had a lot
of people.
We had a lot of big wigs on the phone with us, emails. We was going back and forth looking at the deals. We had independents, majors, and all of that. And this ain't just that at that time, like throughout the years, like, but it kind of just it had to make sense for us, like, you know what I mean? We went through a lot. We went through a lot as the Locks.
Right.
We went through a lot as solo artists.
Right.
You know, as the group, as owning the label. So he was like, if we gonna do it, it gotta make a lot of sense.
Right.
So he's getting a lot of offers, a lot of back and forth, a lot of paperwork sent. Here's the deal. Here's the memo. And we just be like, it's cool, but it ain't make the most sense. The Rock Nation, the Tidal shit, kind of just
made every artist wanted to sign it. I mean, it
made the most sense. Like,
it could have been Ross. It could, who else? The list goes on of people.
Diddy, we could have went to Diddy, Swiss, Cash Money, Ross.
I mean, Khaled wanted the executive. Swam, it was so much Khaled, people that everybody wanted this locked
up. Pharrell was hitting us for back the longest.
Then. Right.
Yeah.
Like years ago, Pharrell been hitting us. All kind of people, but it was just and a lot of them was good, but we was just more on a note. See, that's why they ain't lying, but they lying. They ain't taking none of them deals.
Who?
Them two.
Oh.
We got offered mad deals.
Blowing them up right now?
I wasn't right.
I wasn't majors.
A lot of them was majors.
Few of them was majors. I want to go straight.
Straight to the source?
Direct contact.
Yeah.
Direct contact. I respect that.
It's always so fucking
That's true, too.
Three niggas.
But we had a lot of
all kinds of people.
But sometimes going through that subsidiary label, that label, is better because they make them work harder. Like, so, like if you would have signed to Universal while Cash Money was on fire, yeah, it would have been better for you to sign to Cash Money as opposed to Universal because they had the building shaking.
See, no disrespect to Cash Money, but I just felt like, I always felt like, yeah, you such big niggas, like, you I can't look at somebody else in the game, like, no disrespect to none of, nobody, like, but I can't work for you.
Right, right.
Like,
right.
I might have less than you and all that. I might be down at the time. But I cannot fuck these artists, work for you.
Yo, P, you ever think of this? All these artists through all these years trying to get us, that shit been happening to us since Eddie F.
Forever.
Chubb Rock. Chubb Knight.
Chubb Rock trying to sign
Chubb
a lock.
Eddie F. Yeah, Chubb Knight.
Come on, let's
Chubb
get into the Chubb Rock.
Main Sauce. You name it.
Professor?
Yeah, they all try to sign the locks up until this day. All the people we're naming now from the rosters to, you know what I mean?
Damn, Chubb Rock.
Come on, man. Tell us the Chubb Rock story. Tell us the Chubb Rock story.
Yeah, seriously.
Try those on first.
Yeah, son.
Well, thank y'all. Got me gassed right now. I'm very confident now. But go ahead, tell us what happened. Chubb Rock?
Yeah, man. Chubb was early, man. Eddie F. and that, around that, whatever time that was. Like,
the 80s?
That was before we even made it.
Mm-hmm.
That's before we made it in the door.
I told you so with Suge Knight and Mary and then on up to now to these other people we're naming. Always been that. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Make some noise for them people.
Let's make some noise for them people. So now, this album was recorded prior to y'all getting the deal inked.
Some of it.
Not really.
We were at, I mean, I would say after, because those is all
after.
This is all new material.
Yeah,
that's all new. Like, we've been recording as the Locks
forever.
Right. We got shit in the vault, all kind of shit. But you know,
because
you
do solo albums,
you're a rapper, so you know it goes with time. And like, so we might hear some shit that we know we laid 2 years ago with Swiss.
Right.
So it might be dope to everybody else. To us, is 2 years ago. It might be with, you know, when one eye
old us, new to the world.
Yeah, I know that.
For 2 years ago, but to us, it's like we need a new energy. Like, you know what I mean? So we just kind of go by that. But we got,
and we still record.
We got fucking
50 records before we pick 20.
Yeah, we got still record a lot. I ain't gonna lie, we got work. And ain't just this one on December 16th.
December 16th. That's we should have been plugging that more.
Yeah.
That's big up December 16th.
Filthy America is beautiful. December 16th.
No doubt.
If you've been missing the Locks, we got something for y'all. And it ain't just December 16th. We here to provide a vibe. It ain't about...
That's right.
Like, with us, like, you know, it's a lot of weird shit in the game. You don't know what it's a mixtape or an album. We just here to give you music.
That's right.
We here to provide a vibe.
And we celebrating
back,
that.
Back to back. We've been going for a while.
Are we
going to
take a shot of Tiger Bone, everybody? Is this,
hell, I'm
this,
down with that.
Is this the moment?
Turn, take my shot.
Turn, you my man.
Turn, you got to do this.
And I tell you, what's going on right now? I'm telling you.
Somebody pregnant right now.
Don't go crazy with the Tiger. Tiger ain't regular.
Turn.
I got you.
I thought it was
Tiger. Tiger ain't regular.
Turn. Let's go.
Are you ready without everybody?
Yo, but can I say one thing real quick? I just want to say one thing.
They are killing you.
No, I'm waiting for you. I'm not taking that.
Please,
turn.
Politics, man, it's crazy, man. I got Style Sheet, Joey Badass, Just Blaze, Q-Tip.
Tell them where they can get it. Come on.
iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, whatever, man. Cop the CD. Let's go.
Let's go.
Shout out to Boston.
All day.
Yo, you taking a shot?
For the road.
Take a shot here, though.
Static.
One more.
He looked at it like it was
was nothing.
Yeah, nah, Static. Static a different type of
Static. You got an iron stomach.
Yo, Term, be careful, Static, man. Yeah. Be careful. Drink a lot of water. Because it's crazy.
Somebody send me some videos.
You drink half the bottle.
Somebody send me some videos of Term tonight.
Snapchat that toilet tomorrow, bro. It's going to be crazy.
I think he's going down.
You drink half the bottle. That's all of them.
Yo. He finger pops on. They getting pregnant.
Right. Yeah. It's big up the Term, man.
Yo, without even doing nothing,
nigga's going down. Finger pop nut.
Good night, yeah. Irene.
When he ride,
music.
By the time he ride, he gotta shot. Go.
It was that you and Sheik, right?
She bought
Sheik. Yo, she bought
him the most.
He drank what he drank.
Yo, he drank like 17 shots worth.
Y'all called me foul.
His shit got foul. His shit got foulish.
Yo, Sheik lied him up.
And the third time, he wasn't trying to do it no more.
Hey, listen, anybody that smoked, everybody that drink.
I was about to say smoke tiger.
Anybody that drink tiger know, nah,
this much and you good.
A little bit.
Because here's the crazy shit about tiger.
Term, man, that's fucked up.
Here's the crazy about tiger.
On live TV.
It might not hit him for an hour. Word. Like, because, you know, it's actually herbs in that
movie. Hope he got a flight tomorrow.
Oh, no, he missed his flight.
It's so
that's what, that's
flight.
Listen, we should make a drink.
Forget about
we should make a drink called Miss Your Flight.
Crazy. With Tiger, you ain't going to hit you right away. You're going to feel you can mix it and do something else.
No, that's the problem. Drink water.
What's this right here?
He's going to go somewhere else. That's Heffany.
Is this a lilac?
That's Heffany.
Is this a lilac Hennessy?
No, Heffany.
You call it Stephanie. I call it Heffany.
But it's got Hennessy.
No.
It's Henny in there.
Just put this
is
on
her shit.
That's Henny on with this.
Yeah. Well, he ain't going to get
a name.
I thought
name.
You spelled Heffany without
George,
the D.
George.
Pick up the George.
It's the D sign.
Like
Heffany. You call it Stephanie.
I know we ain't got the locks on the show talking about spelling right now.
Hey, nah,
this is crazy.
He thought it was Hennessy Light.
I thought she was calling that
Diet Hennessy.
My ears fucked up.
I ain't going to lie, Styles. You just sound like an old nigga in the most greatest way ever.
Fuck it.
You didn't know this about Heffany.
I thought she was calling her like a heifer, you heifer. I ain't hear head.
Damn, I'm old too. So let me look at it from your perspective.
My shit old kids, fuck it.
Yeah. Now we old niggas,
I
but we good.
I got rocks out in my shit.
Yeah, no, we good.
Put rocks out, we good. I gotta come clean. I thought it was Heffany too.
I thought
it was no way.
Oh no!
I thought it was
I thought it was like head. Like she
head is head. What's the kid Tory?
We officially old niggas.
I thought it was where you sit the Henny with the debit. I thought he said debit instead of for the day because he said Visa later. I thought he put the Henny on his debit card.
Lost me, my nigga.
I'm
gone. I have no idea what's going on. But I'm in. Hold on, let's relax. Oh, big up the Veggie Delight for providing the Tiger Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, big up the Best Buy Liquors.
We also got to remind people about the Revolte. We got to clear that up.
Yeah, oh, listen. If you're a fan of Drink Champs, people are hitting us and saying, you ain't got Revolte, so how the hell we do that? Like, we sold out. Relax. People, relax. We are on Revolte, and it's still on. Everything else
still a
is
podcast.
The same.
And it was on.
That it was on. It's the same. We ain't doing that. We got a great deal.
Still you
we
do.
We out here bullying niggas as well. All right? Niggas say, why y'all doing business with homie? Homie need to wind down doing business with me. I'm a different type of nigga. Let that sink in. Yeah, exactly. But this is what we saw. It's not just on Revolte. It's on Revolte as well.
Right.
Not just,
limited.
Like,
certain episodes.
Right now, you could go on there.
Selected episodes.
VOD. I just learned what that means.
That was great business.
Voice on demand. So
they get 6 archive episodes that they're gonna
have.
They
got 6. You want to break down
VOD
the deal now?
Video.
You don't want to break down?
I'm alright. Let's go.
I'm just saying.
I'm
sorry.
No. Let's leave it alone.
Yeah,
yo,
VOD voice or video on
videos
demand?
On demand. We on demand. I'm on demand, son.
As you should be.
I'm on demand, son.
This should demand you, my nigga.
Yo, it's real shit. We out here monkey footing niggas.
Sparkling.
What?
And regular, huh?
I'm not gonna lie. We don't usually give our artists water. It's like the no water zone here. Because you're
fuck
supposed to
that,
be retarded.
Bro. We brothers.
I know that. You're good. You can get away with it.
Water.
I got aquahydrate for you.
I need water.
I learned this in French.
Yo, hold on, boy.
But, ooh, but that's the notice.
Yeah,
I know
this.
It's a certain, you know
the
what I'm saying?
The thumb in there.
Thumb.
The thumb in the butt.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that. And I call that the B scene. What?
The PC.
What that mean?
I'm gonna break it down because it might sound crazy. Okay, you want you good? Come on, Kiss. Pour yourself a drink. Let's do it. You got it. Look at Kiss. Look at Kiss. 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 Look, that's the big scene. All right, this is the big scene.
The big scene.
All right, cause look, they say, cause in France, they always keep their shit hot. But their bottles be hot. Unless you tell them to put your shit on cold, their shit be hot. So when they come out, I always put the ice in the champagne. So I put the ice in the champagne. They be like, oh, you Bessin, which means pool. In France, right? Right? I'm sorry?
You speak, in Spanish, Bessina is pool.
No, so, in Spanish, Bessina is pool.
I'm saying, so it's all based on Latin.
So every time I'm in France, they be like, oh, they be like, yo, Bessin. I be like, ah, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I took that, but this is how they pour it out there. So I took that and named it the Bessin.
Oh, so you gave it that name.
Yeah, I made this all up. All that.
You call it the pool.
Yeah, it's the pool. It's the pool. That's how you pour it. You're ready for the pool in France.
A cup and a straw.
Styles about to drink seltzer water. We respect that. That nigga out here.
That's that good seltzer water.
Out here slinging fruits and vegetables.
That's that French
nigga,
water.
Nigga. Still, yo, let me tell you, Styles.
LaCroix sound like a Haitian shooter to me.
Who? LaCroix. French water.
LaCroix. I got LaCroix with me. Mm. It sound like a Haitian shooter. Mm. Think about it.
Is it time for all of us to take a shot of Tiger? Or you got the OG pass? We celebrating
straight
the
box. OG pass.
Straight OG pass.
Straight OG pass.
Yo, it's very token for everybody.
Yo, since somebody stole terminology and see how you doing live with the
podcast. We got to call Static to
FaceTime him. FaceTime
SP's going back. I got his number.
You
got
to keep it on the snap the whole night.
Missing
the
night. Recorded.
Hold on.
Yeah, FaceTime.
You missed it.
Bring my shit back.
You sweating, I'm putting it back.
Nah.
Please, answer.
That's what I'm doing. Drink chance. Stop.
You can't gas. Gas ain't working. I ain't even trying. I know I can't gas. I know this nigga's 18 years.
Nobody said nothing.
Nah.
Man, Styles.
Yeah, man, Styles.
Y'all was on the road with Styles in Orlando somewhere. I was like, all I had was Tiger. I was on my diet shit back then. That's what. So all I drunk was Tiger.
Styles,
like, you ain't getting me out here, Sly.
Nah. Somebody like need footage of that.
Yeah,
right.
No, we ain't listen, for that.
We was
hold
up.
Yo, hold on.
We was.
You good?
Y'all
fucking on
me like I can't drink. Let's get it.
You driving?
Nah.
Call us in 2 hours and say that.
Drink Champs, you can put in the Drink Champs code and get some money off.
All right. Don't die. All right. We had Sweet Chicken a little while. All right. Drink water, nigga. All right, cool. One.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
We was in Amsterdam, Kevin. You wanted to keep hitting the ball.
The ball?
Amsterdam. No, the ball.
Oh, word. You know,
we drink mad beer.
I know Amsterdam. The spots to go to Amsterdam.
Licking and beer in Amsterdam was crazy.
No, because the beer in Amsterdam is like vodka.
Hell yeah.
That shit like cognac. Yeah. Like if you know the right spot. You know, that's where they make Heineken, Amstel Light.
It's in Dublin. That was that Guinness. Oh, my God. Mm. Jesus Christ.
You going to hit another pool?
Nah.
So we can make the record?
One more.
You're the first artist that came here three times.
One more, nigga.
All motherfuckers. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Gas up.
The gas up was crazy.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fuck
that was crazy.
Yeah.
Because Sheik wasn't smoking. That's what Sheik smoked on a drink chat.
Word up.
Sheik smoked. So listen, we should do this D-Block/Juice Bar podcast. So if you busy 1 week, you can host it. You busy the next week, you can host it. You busy the next week, you can host it. Let's do that with Drink Champs Network. I don't know if you know. We like, if Bad Boy and Death Row got along, that's who we are. That's who we are. Like, it's just think about, well, fuck all the beef. Who we are is if Bad Boy and Death Row got together and said, Slime, let's link. How did the Jamaicans say? Link. Soon link.
Link up.
It's Link soon.
We are Link
soon. That's what we are, Drink Champs.
We are
so,
Link.
Right now, we want to tell the people we got Funny and Fine, Jack Thriller and Tahiri's podcast. We got Fat Joe's podcast, Just for Kicks. And we're trying to lock down Dame Dash as well.
And maybe Drink Champ Sports, too.
Drink Champ Sports, Kenny Anderson. We're bringing him over.
Yeah, nah, that's dope.
You know.
That's doing a lot.
It's about time we control our own shit.
I like that, man.
This is, we like the new FUBU digital. I don't know where that came from. Yeah, that came from. But I'm using it. It felt right.
FUBU digital.
We like the new FUBU digital.
We like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck that. Let's control our own culture, man. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Let's make some noise for controlling our own culture. Some people complain.
I want to make noise.
Yeah. Some people complain about things like that. No, no. Don't complain about it. Be. You know what I realized? And EFN is right with me. When we started this, we was like, why don't EFN, EFN, whatever you want. Why don't we praise the niggas that, the legends? Why don't we give the legends roses? Why they can smell them and give them trees while they can inhale them.
Let's celebrate while you alive.
You understand? That's what we ain't. We said, yo, let's interview. Because everybody, if you're a new artist, you got Hot 97. You got Power 105. They have to interview you at some point if you're new and you hot. And that's respect, Hot 97. That's respect, Power 105. Those are the people who made my career. We love them. But how about the KRS-Ones who people don't want to really talk to? How about the two shorts, but people forget about these guys. These guys are legends. I got down.
They paved the way.
We got down. Yeah. We had them. We had them drink Tiger Bone. These legends.
And they still working, man.
You know, we respect our legends.
Morning,
too Short. Morning. We love
you.
Thank you for coming here. And I know you got a podcast, Too Short. You should have came through us, but we coming to your podcast next time I'm in L.A., which is very shortly. I'm going to hit Cal's for you, Too Short. But also, the KRS-One, we love you, KRS-One. Like, right. These niggas, they'll go in and because they ain't, they'll leave the zone.
Man.
We wanted to respect our legends.
As we should.
You know what I'm saying? Our legends. Like, and continue this shit because there's no platform. See, a lot of people, they say Drink Champs. They say Drink Champs is great. But they don't realize we don't interview anybody other than legends. Because we wanted it to be a platform where they have a chance to eat. So all these people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm dead serious. You guys are supposed to come back anytime. I know I was joking earlier, but now I'm serious. Like, come back anytime. Whatever you got to announce, whatever you got to do it, because this is your home.
Thank you, bro.
I wouldn't have it if I wasn't a good nigga in hip-hop, I wouldn't be a good nigga in podcasts. And I ain't talking skills. I'm talking just life.
Yeah, genuine, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why this shit is working, because I ain't never had to have no fake rap beef. Uh-huh. I ain't never had to, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I had it, but, you know, it was different.
Yeah.
Like, shots and shit. Oh, my God, that's crazy. 97, I don't know what happened. I was never there.
Like, shots.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. But this is what we doing, man. We respect our legends. Filthy motherfucking America.
Facts.
Hey, December 16th.
December 16th.
It is beautiful. I keep forgetting that it's beautiful part.
12 joints on there.
I'm gonna take a shot of Tiger Bone or
Monster shit.
Or everybody got the OG pass.
Nah, OG pass on that one.
If you got the OG
Tiger Bone,
nah, he did it for me.
Big up Best Buy Liquors. Go out there and get your liquors.
Monster shit. Shout out to Duce.
No, I can't do it. What? No, because I can't mix the white with the brown.
Let's do the Tiger.
That ain't white. You mix the champagne with the brown.
That's everybody
and take a shot. I can mix. I can do Tiger. I can't do Duce.
You because do Tiger.
I'm just telling
you,
I know my system.
He do
my system,
say,
the way
I
my
do
system
say.
Is set up.
Look, everybody do what they do, shot.
Okay, everybody do what they do. I like
Hold
that.
Hold on, Evan. I never see you really taking drinks.
Oh, no. You crazy? No, EFN gets sauce.
Drink Champ started because of what I was
doing. Effing when I'm on set. He's effing.
That's right. Effing.
We gotta make it one word.
He was effing. A smoke champ. We all got together. Then we became the Drink Champ.
That's right. The motherfucker. So we going everybody do a shot to close out. We ain't got shot glasses. We out here looking living foul.
We got red cups.
We don't got none.
All right,
Give us something. 8-9, we need
and
cups.
And I'm surprised you ain't drink mad rosé, Kiss. I thought you was a rosé nigga. I knew Styles and Chic really wasn't. Well, I thought you was a rosé nigga, nah?
I'm yak now.
But, oh, you yak now. Okay.
I'm Deuce. Who taking a lilac Henny?
Totally forgot. I'm out of line. Let's get back to it. Deuce.
Emery.
I always see you drinking Deuce.
Vincent.
Oh no, wait.
Vincent, you drinking Douce. You one of the first five niggas I seen drinking Douce.
Tell him.
You know what I'm saying? Work. That's like, come on. Oh, you going to just Douce. All right, I'm gonna take a shot of Tiger. Who cup is that? That's term shit?
Yeah, that was term.
I don't
shit.
Know if I should touch it because nah. This feel like it's throw up related.
It's clean with the Tiger.
It feel like it's Earl related. It's dope related. Earl, it's crazy.
He gonna go somewhere drink a Heineken or something.
It's throw up related.
Oh yeah, my god, he's throwing Corona or some dumb shit.
Shit, True Life here? What?
Term is finished once you do that shit.
Oh, he walked out. Big up to True Life, man.
True Life is here?
Dang.
Call him back.
Don't text me when shit like that happen. Walk over. Or I'm in an interview, man. This is what we doing. This ain't an interview. This is a conversation
facts.
Between my niggas. I gotta take a shot too, right? You got a shot?
I got a shot.
Yeah, all right. You got a shot?
I gotta give a shot.
You got a shot? Yes, so it's only me that's missing.
Give me Tiger Bowl.
Oh,
look at that.
Nah. Huh? Got a roll chain. You might not want to hit this one.
Look, I'm taking term cup. I might be finished just for doing that.
I was feeling your shit
and I'm be honest. Look. That's it. Next to this line.
I ain't going up.
What's that?
You got
shot glasses?
Nah, you know what?
Oh, hold on. Let me be disrespectful out here.
Ashes.
Yeah, we got shot glasses, nigga. We out here blowing up.
Come on.
Yeah, we got shot glasses. That's the locks, December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Now, where my car?
Oh, there's a roach.
It's a roach. We got shot glasses.
It's a roach.
You know Sonny D. Like Mr. Super Slime on yeah. Instagram.
Hey. Stay healthy. December 16th, drink champs, y'all.
Love is love.
Yes, sir. Everybody.
Drink champs.
Yes, sir.
Let's go! Tiger just kill you for 12 seconds.
Hell yeah.
Like, literally, you die. That was Douce, though. Stop making that face.
I'm dead.
Douce do the same shit to you?
Hell no.
Oh, that was Tiger.
Let me get my water.
You say it's smooth.
The times. The sign of the time.
Cavassier is sting. Do say it's smooth.
You on your, what's that Kvass. Nigga? Leon Phelps?
I'm on my Leon Phelps. The
you
ladies
on your
man.
Leon Phelps?
Fuck it. How you been there?
Yo, you on your Leon Phelps?
Ladies man, baby. All
right. Damn it. Tiger, see, that's why Tiger's disrespectful.
This was a little one.
Let me tell you why Tiger's disrespectful. You sit there, you think it's cool. Yo, that's you ever shit. Had a shot of Tiger Bone?
Just yo, listen, man. Kidneys.
This guy be on Twitter holding us down. I'm give him a shout out, Tiger Bone. EFN is going to pour for you. I see you on Twitter. You see, I invited you, and you—that's how I know you. You know your shit because I told you coming to the podcast. He came.
Watch.
I never gave him the address.
Twitter.
What's it? What's
you ready?
New face.
Let's go.
New face. You be big enough, Elliot, and them niggas. You got to choose a side.
I'm fucking with you.
What'd you say? I said, let me see you fucking with Elliot. Number two, you gotta choose a side. No, this is no gang shit. I'm playing. Man.
Petty gang.
This is petty gang. I'm very petty. Are y'all niggas petty? Let's keep it real. Let's end the interview with that. I'm mad petty. I don't mind being petty.
Not really. You know what it is? I don't think I give a fuck.
Yeah, I give a fuck.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't
enough
think I give
to be
a fuck.
Petty.
Right.
Like, I don't really care. Right. But, like, enough to, like, I'm going to do something petty back.
Oh, no. Oh, you mean some other shit. No, hell yeah.
Well, in anything. In anything. Yeah.
You
petty, Chris?
Definitely.
Okay. Let's make some noise for kids joining the petty gang.
The petty gang. Right?
It took us an hour and a half to get it out of 50. He was like, at first, he was like, no, I'm not petty. I stopped pointing out the petty shit that bitch. He's like, and you know, he's smart. So he's like, this isn't. I'm like, Fitchy, come on. I'm from Queens, Gabriel, not too far. I used to be there. And then after an hour and a half, he said, okay, I'm sophisticated petty. I said, let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Because in the petty gang, 50, your poster is up there. Mm. In the regular petty gang. But you are in the sophisticated petty section, and we respect that.
Yeah.
You in the VIP section of petty, and we respect that. Let's respect 50. Styles, are you petty?
Half and half.
Okay, I respect that. Joe, you 50-50.
50-50 on the petty.
Some days you be petty.
All the way.
Like if a nigga just in the club.
Some days I'm under petty, some days I'm over petty.
Describe us.
See, I get it though.
You know what I mean? Describe an over petty day for you.
I really could give a fuck.
Over petty day. Over petty day. Over petty day is not letting none slide from nobody. Over petty. Like, don't say nothing wrong, don't do nothing wrong, don't let nothing happen wrong, anything. And I just say my mind, and fuck you if you don't like it. That's an over petty day.
You're coming to me, what you think? This nigga just said,
Lucha, he helps me with my date, both of them.
That's why I said,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm better with my pettiness because I check with them before I do something petty. Like, example. I check in before the petty.
Example.
Famous artist, no name said, I do a song with him. He sends me back something where the publisher split ain't right. Me, Lucha and Kiss, before I tell him to suck my dick.
You gonna knock over the table, man.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
You and him.
Petty.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. You know, before I'm gonna see you when I see you.
Turn. Yeah.
When I see you, I'm gonna do something. You know, that's me. Lucha Kiss, that ain't right, ain't smart, ain't cool, ain't kosher, ain't valid.
Now, you always been the crazy one of the group?
Not really. I think he's the craziest. He just keeps it silent. And
I don't know about this name.
And it looks like I'm the craziest because he don't say he's craziest.
They both pointed at you. Did they just jump
in? Nah, I don't know.
Nah, respect. I go crazy because I know he's with me. Like, I go hand. I know. One time I've been in a Cobra clutch in the air for dumb long with my hand like this so that I won't go to sleep waiting for Luce to come save me. And he saved me on occasion.
Like the Incredible Hulk.
All the time.
Lufa Riggedo. Lufa Nigga though.
The niggas got me out that club so fast, the big niggas bounces after I hit that motherfucker, they got me out of there quick.
Nah, teeing off on me outside. He the quiet one.
Give us a tunnel story.
Dang. You know about our tunnelness.
Nah, give it to the fans. I want to sit back. I want to sit back and enjoy it as well. Let me just throw that out there. I don't got no more blunts. I ain't gonna front Styles. You just back on your shit. Just pass you the blunt. It never comes back.
What's this gummy, man? Is this weed, right?
Fuck him.
Yo, what is this gummy?
That's a gummy bear.
That's a weed gummy. You want it?
No,
that.
No, I'll die if I do that shit.
Stop. Yo, but I think Mega takes edibles.
Edibles, fuck. Mega takes another place.
Mega skip.
I think on I want to say
what the tunnel?
The tunnel. Yeah, I want to say Wild Out, right?
Wild Out.
Doing Wild Out one time. Wild Out. I think it was a couple weeks after y'all shut it down. In the whole reality. We went to the tunnel. We had a hard time getting in. We got to a point where if you know the tunnel, you know you had to take your shoes off.
Oh, yeah. It's like Rikers Island.
Yeah, we was no shoes off status. We got to no shoes. We made it to no shoes off status in the tunnel.
Oh, no. Nah, I never made it to that list. You always had to take your shoes off. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm platinum. The nigga's like, no.
Nah, we made it kind of no shoes off. Like, we ripped so much. And then I think once I'm... I don't even want to say this because it's bad, but I want to say somebody got shot during a Wild Out performance in the tunnel. It's like a bad memory. It's horrible.
You bring out the guns. How about the times we couldn't get in? They ain't telling. We tell you the real stories about us being famous. They used to tell us go home and watch Sports Center every night. They used to get there and we used to be deep.
Wait, the tunnel?
They stop us at the barricades. Look, y'all ain't coming in here. It ain't too late. Go home and watch Sports Center.
Wow.
All of them.
Wait, Sports Center come on 11.
Sports Center. Sports Machine. Sports Center.
Sports Center keep coming on.
Them niggas used to tell us go home and watch Sports Center. It's all right. Come on right now. How about that?
Yo, I'll tell you a foul story. I don't know if I ever told you.
What about when we got kicked out of the movie?
We beat that dude up?
Yeah. Tell his stories.
We beat him?
I think with security, I want to say with security, our record is 85 and 15, I want to say.
Deal.
Maybe 90
we
and 10.
We don't know.
Nah, we won a lot. We won way more than we lost.
There's one Muslim dude, though. Kiss.
We lost.
Security niggas got down with us at the
Remember him, P?
At the
He was at the Ruckus. Styles in this nigga face. Yo, nigga, I fuck you up. I do this and that. This big nigga was D's. We got this koofy on. He's like this.
The tunnel security?
At the Ruckus. You remember one night?
He told them everything. You should slam your
He was this
out.
Close. You know how them boxes be when they match off? That nigga didn't budge. This big Muslim nigga was like this.
please hit me, nigga. Like this. We didn't know it. Nah.
You I was stabbed him that night, though.
Yeah, but his confidence.
I would have came up.
His confidence in a higher being.
I would have won.
Was
that.
Crazy.
His confidence was way better. His confidence was more than mine.
He had
I would have stabbed him. He has poise and control.
Yes, you remember this shit? Right.
But I ain't really care. This
some
time,
niggas like that noise.
I would have won.
Fam.
Right.
That's why them niggas be getting clapped, though.
Yeah.
That's why but he didn't jump out of pocket.
No, he was wilding.
Yeah, the kid
wasn't really cool. Wilding, though.
It was a 64.
That's some niggas that did karate class with Bruce Leroy.
If it would have went down, he definitely could have beat the shit out of me off the top. There was no way. Yeah.
Right.
There was no way I could have beat him in the fair one. I could be honest with you.
It wouldn't have been no fair one, but
there wouldn't have been a fair one. But I would have.
God would have made it a fair one for him. How cool he was.
I would end up.
I gotta say that.
Prevailing.
Allah would have made it fair.
Feelings out the situation.
Allah would have made it fair for him.
I would have.
Think about it. He didn't want it.
The situation.
That nigga was cool.
When a nigga don't want it with you,
leave him alone.
But now that I got all three of y'all here, that Tyson moment where he said, Eve.
Yeah, he's there.
Fuck the shit out of me. Yo.
Luch was going to take the blow.
Nah, Luch, you thought you could handle it?
I don't remember this shit, man. Why you keep saying that?
Nah, he was going to take the blow. All right,
let's describe.
You remember
this? This is Saucer Wars,
yeah,
right?
I remember it.
You so y'all take the blow. Y'all on the red carpet.
We
on
he's going to maybe take the blow.
You volunteered for the blow, Luch.
What?
All right, so
you was the biggest one.
Describe this to, all right, so what happened? So y'all see, and Eve is walking the red carpet with y'all?
It's not a red carpet. It's behind the red carpet. It's more the back scenery.
Uh-huh.
I never forget this a day in my life.
Yeah.
Tyson is there. That's our man. He love us.
Facts.
Tyson love us.
Facts.
We his little mans. Like, he like, when he see us, like, all the time, like, we ecstatic because the champ fuck with us, like, on some real shit. Like, he fuck with us. He love us. We like, boom.
Fuck out of here, man.
One day we would,
he grabbed the fire.
Ooh.
I didn't even know it.
Deserve it.
I thought you was passing it to me.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
I cheated.
Good. I like this.
We was backstage. Somehow, D&Y wasn't around. None of the camp, none of that. It was us three, Eve. I think Wood was there. I want to say Wood and somebody else. Tyson was hardcore, G'd up Tyson.
But is he drunk or you don't know? Or he just
I don't even think he's drunk.
Cocaine?
I think he's just that
sounds like cocaine is involved.
No, I think he's eating your child stage. I don't even think cocaine.
Say, eat your child stage?
Okay. Yeah, eat like your, I eat your kids.
Oh yeah, that's cocaine.
I eat your kids. I think it's around like you eat your kids vibe.
Yeah.
Now, but none of the OGs is around. It's us three.
Alright, just y'all three.
And a couple our homies. Like all maybe right. one a man, like
right.
He had a stick man, I had a stick man. Tyson is talking crazy, though.
Everybody.
He's talking crazy to all kind of chicks, though. Not just Eve.
Right.
Oh. But not like, he's just like on a, he ain't talking to crazy, that it's not crazy disrespectful,
right.
But it's like the type, if it's somebody you could beat, you'd be like, yo,
yeah.
Watch your fucking mouth. But it's Mike Tyson. So you can't beat him. So you can't say, watch your fucking mouth. Like, so now he's looking at Eve. I think Eve looked like a red bone steak to him. So he's kind of like, he's kind of on more on the edge. But Eve's with us. So she's looking at us like the big bros.
Right.
We ain't got the bigger bros around. Now it's us, like that's the big homie. That's Tyson.
That's Tyson.
We grew up on Mike.
Yeah.
That's Iron Mike. We know
seconds.
He could sleep Bottom all of us.
Nigga's dead.
He could sleep all of us.
Yeah, sleep anybody.
But he's talking crazy. Talk is crazy. None of us know. We know we can't beat him. Now we'll come to a decision.
Right.
He's gonna keep talking to Eve. We might gotta poke Mike. It came to that. We gotta poke Mike. We can't beat Uncle. We can't beat Mike. We gotta poke Mike. Now it's like we gotta poke Mike. But who's gonna poke him? And how they gonna poke him? Whoever run up on him is sleep. Whoever run up on Mike is going to sleep.
sleep ASAP. No doubt.
He's the biggest one out of all of us. He's the biggest one.
He's the strongest one.
She said, I don't remember this.
He's the strongest one and the biggest one.
Or did he volunteer or did niggas put him, give him that position?
They might have given him my position.
I think it was 60-40. Yeah, yeah. We gave him the position, 40, he volunteered. 60-40 kind of, maybe 55-45. I may be wrong.
But somewhere who's Mike with, though? He got bodyguards?
Mike is dope.
Mike is dope.
What's the girl he used to be with? He called his sister? Yeah.
He wasn't
Jack,
with her.
Yeah.
He wasn't with Jack. See, we know Mike and we know Jack. They love us. Right. We fam. Right. That's not happening. Eve is the stake. Eve is the stake. She's with us. None of the big homies is around. Luce, we got to hold Eve down. Like, that's what, like, we came to the conclusion. We can't let Mike keep. So now we kind of, like, nervous. Well, we ain't nervous. We came up with the plan. We're going to knock out whoever, grab him first. That was Luce. That's why I don't remember. He was the most victim. Like, you got to go first, Luce. Like, you got, he was the biggest. So he had to go first. We planned to grab him. Then we know whoever tried to grab him first, he was going to knock out. And then he was going to knock out the second nigga. So it was kind of you and Wood. It was kind of Wood and Luch on the grab up. And the other niggas on the poke him in case it go wrong. Poke him. They got to grab him. You're going to knock him out. Somebody got to poke him from the back.
Yeah. As fucked up as this is,
that's a well thought out plan.
Yeah, man.
Nah, you didn't want
to. No, I ain't want to see that shit, but that's
we was like,
crazy.
Yo, we was kind of like the, I ain't gonna lie, we was like on a, it was like a official, but sucker nigga, like, yo, chill. Like, yo, chill. Like, we was hitting him with that. Like, after a minute, it went to the, yo, chill. Yo, chill. Like, he was like, yo, chill. Like, you gotta chill. It wasn't like a D-block, though. Yo, fucking chill. It was like, yo, chill. Like, yo, you gotta chill. Like, yo, chill, dog. Yo, dog, chill. It went to a, like, yo, dog, chill. But that it wasn't that, like, official, like.
What happened with Eve after?
Eve didn't know about our plan. It was us in the huddle.
No, but where'd she go?
She kept moving. She kept moving. We told Eve.
Yeah, and that was the summer.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I wanted to leave that out. You fucked it up. We told Eve bounce.
Oh, I never
make
knew
it
that
better. Yeah, Eve.
Now that wasn't sucker. That was real.
Nah, it was kind of sucker. Because when the six niggas huddling up for one nigga,
Mike,
you feel weak.
That nigga hands is a lethal weapon.
I felt weak at the moment.
I love
Iron Mike. That's like our OG. He embraced us early. Like, for us, that I want to say, for me especially, I think for everybody, that was a big moment in a locked career.
Nigga said,
I think Mike, we should have personally left him alone.
Hold on.
He was just horny.
You right. Said we knew the first nigga that was gonna go was gonna get knocked out.
I think you deleted that in your
That's
memory.
Crazy.
Don't you remember?
Oh shit.
Don't you remember that was still, do you we remember
knew. He admitted keep it 100. He didn't tell me he's gonna shoot this nigga. Do whatever. He said we knew he was gonna get knocked out. Whoever that first nigga was.
Wow.
I think
go
it was
knocked out by
yeah.
Iron Man.
And like I said, yeah. Yo, that's you, why I remember this shit.
Sacrifice
and joke.
You'd have been legendary, though. You'd have been like,
nah, he was hard. He
Mike
was hard for that.
Mike won my
he was hard because he was going to take him first because he was the biggest.
That's hard, man.
That's why you don't remember. He didn't want to do it, but he took it on the chin. That's why I remember.
Man, listen.
His heart was in.
That ain't gangster.
His heart was back here, but he took it on the chin.
Holy shit.
That's what's up.
Said we knew.
Oh, that's classic.
That was our big homie. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's seen us a couple times.
100%.
Him. And shout out to Jackie, too, because she always embraced us. Mike always embraced us. And he always showed us love. And for us, that was real big. Like, you know, when Tyson embraced you and you coming in the game.
Facts.
Like, that's a big shit.
On
like, that's
Arsenio, you
that's
name
Iron
it.
Mike, my nigga.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts, man. Yo, man, we want to celebrate y'all.
Thank you, bro.
Yo, we're going to Sweet Chick tonight.
Radio.
Radio. It's Club Radio. Right now, we're going to go. I'm probably going to go to Prime 112 be there.
You got the glasses and the whole look for
yeah,
you.
Look
flavors.
Right trying.
You look marvelous.
I'm trying, my brother. We got to hang out. You got the wifey. I got the wifey.
You know what I'm saying? You kiss me, hang out with wifeys and shit now.
I'm with you.
My wife.
We all do the same shit. Ain't nothing changed. We all do the same shit,
man. Come on, bring your wife.
All day.
No, you know I barbecue at the crib, man. You know what I'm saying? Come through, man. Anytime you ready. Ooh,
you making all vegan? You making all vegan food?
I'm still in the deuce.
I can make vegan food.
Nah, I don't want no vegan food.
Still in the deuce.
I had the veggie burger.
You're the deuce. I'm hiding the Drink Champs t-shirt.
You're the first artist crib that I ever been at besides like the thing, but that was more brother.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's my brother.
An artist, so I felt it was like a double honor. Yeah. Like,
nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Me get Stephanie.
You came to my crib. You seen I had dead bottles out. You cleaned up. I said this. I said style. Look, when a real nigga come to your crib,
Stephanie bottle,
and he picked like things up and threw it away. I said that's how you know he's a killer. Because you at peace now.
Okay.
When you at peace, everything like I'm in my man crib. Like I knew that was my brother too. He's like, yo, Norm, you got these bottles out here. It's my balcony. It's not a terrace. It's a balcony.
Gotcha.
You know,
it's a rich. Nice balcony too, bro.
It's rich. So
it's a great balcony. It's big.
Yeah, you gotta watch the shit I'm about to get. Right,
I seen it.
No, it's your money. Stay tuned, baby. You my brother.
I'm coming.
The family's tight. You know,
I'm coming.
And it was dope because you know Wild Styles. Like, I seen him on Twitter. He was like, "Yo, who got the fight?" And I thought he was playing around in Miami. So I was like, "All right, cool." When he texted me, I said, "Nigga, I'm laying it all out. I got food. I got everything." He was like, "I ate already." I said, no problem. That's not what we do at the Santiago's residence, Casa de Campo. The floors is done now. It's marble walls on the floor. This is crazy. You gotta come back. EFN.
Effin.
No, when EFN.
EFN.
No, you effing with you with the locks. We gotta make it short. Hood terms.
Alright, put it in the run. Let's
hood
do
terms.
It.
Effin. It's EFN. AKA Effin.
So you haven't threw out one single though yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just
pre order
fine right now.
Pre-order right now.
Pre-order,
you get two fish
on. You know, right now on fucking this.
What single damn?
It's called What Else You Need to Know.
What Else You Need to Know. Don't You Cry.
And girl.
Oh, that's when Flex said he had that announcement. Oh, fuck.
As we speak, they fucking losing their head.
Tune in. Damn. So what's the name of the joints again? Yeah, please. Damn, I have
it. What Else You Need to Know. And Don't You Cry.
It's nothing in there, Paul.
Yo, 200 bombs a night.
Let me find out. Both of y'all don't know how to use it.
Yo, let me big up.
Oh yeah, it's nothing in it.
Let me take my time.
What else you need to know?
Let me take my time.
Don't you cry.
Let me take my time to
filthy
big up
America.
Master Flex.
It's beautiful.
For
December
holding my
16th.
Niggas down.
Go
December 16th.
Go old school.
Word up.
Yeah.
Filthy America, baby.
Yo, listen.
Filthy America.
Like we promised, we celebrating the locks. We do what we does like we does what we gotta do. It's all about them December 16th.
Yep.
Hopefully we drop this episode on December 16th.
That'd be dope.
So, you know, it can help promote it. If not, we'll drop it early to help
promote
it even more. Because, you know, we in control of our own shit. You know. Big up to my wife.
Why are you gonna pound me out and be like,
you know, big up to my wife. Big up to the Styles P wife.
Baby, quick hands.
They communicate. It's fantastic. When gangsta niggas wild communicate, it's like you made it. It's like that's a sign of you made it. Like it's like, all right, cool. We stay connected through the wilds. Like you don't remember what movie was?
Casino.
Goodfellas. And then the wives talk. Like I come from those days. So when the wives talk, I'll be like, all right, cool, that's how we can communicate. It's crazy, like through bad signals. Me and Fat Joe too. Fat Joe's wife, we communicate sometimes. I don't even talk to her. But I wind up at a restaurant, he's there with his wife. It's like, all right, cool. They put it together. This is fantastic. Go ahead, Kiss.
Hey,
True Life left?
Yeah.
Damn, man. Yo, don't never text me. Walk over to me and tell me when there's people like that. Come on, Mr. Lee, Star Rock closing.
You gotta understand.
Star Rock closing.
Shout out to the team.
We out
of the sounds, man.
Listen, December 16th, Filthy America is beautiful.
Facts.
LOX, living off experience.
Facts.
Drink Champs, if you're a Drink Champs fan and you listen and you tune in to Drink Champs, even if you listen to these other people, we're telling you 100% go out there and get that album. Motherfucker, support that. Stream it. Download it.
pay for it, get the hard copy, get the vinyl,
get the deluxe,
get the ADAC, get anything you could do and support the Lox, Living Off Experience, Filthy America, Crazy Beautiful. Now I got a party at Sweet Chick, niggas. Y'all gotta come hang out. One love. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up one second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You could check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at drinkchamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my Coming Home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.